This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introduction to this hour of conversation on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, in depth with questions for you to contemplate. I have three questions at the moment, and there'll be more questions probably, but you can answer them if you'd like at, Twitter at DJVShow, Facebook.com/DJVShow, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Question number one, if you're like John McLaughlin, did Trump's trip to Mexico make any difference? I don't know if I can sound like McLaughlin or not. You know, I don't want to sound like him now because he's passed away, but if I can. Did Trump's trip to Mexico make any difference? It's question number one. Question number two. Can serial numbers on bullets help stop gun violence? Can serial numbers on bullets help stop gun violence? Question number three. Will Maine's governor resign? Will Maine's governor resign? I start with Donald Trump, who went to Mexico yesterday just for a little lunch, day trip, you know, a way to retreat from his daily chores as the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Actually, speaking of retreats, maybe that's the word you use after listening or watching him last night. Is he retreating? Maybe this is the fourth question to him about Donald Trump. Is he retreating from his vow to deport the nation's entire population of people living in the country illegally? Which, of course, is ridiculous and he's going to do it anyway. He stuck to an aggressive tone on illegal immigration, I thought. Remains committed to building a physical wall along the border. The Mexicans told him yesterday, the president of Mexico, we're not paying for that wall. Nobody thought they were. He said he's going to make them pay, and some people are silly enough to believe that, but don't you believe it. So his trip to Mexico didn't make any difference on the score at the moment of who's going to pay for a wall. He promised last night to remove millions of people living in the country illegally if he's elected president. He warned you that failure to do so will jeopardize the well-being of the American people. Do you believe that? I kind of do, in a way. I don't know that it's going to destroy life in America, but it sure hasn't been very good for jobs. And it hasn't been good. All the illegals who have been here that have cause death and destruction and mayhem. That's not all of them. It's not even a majority of them. But it's too many of them. Do you wipe out, send an entire category of people away because of the ills of some? I'm not even going to say a few. I think a lot of illegals are here, and they do jeopardize the well-being of many of us who are American citizens. He said, quote, anybody who has entered the U.S. illegally, subject to deportation. I think there's nothing new in that. That's the law at the moment. I'm even sitting here. Kara, you should see me. I was just using my fingers the same way Donald Trump does. Putting my hands up. And you get a camera in the studio. Anyway, he said the effort of a proposed immigration task force would focus on, in his administration, focus on removing criminals who have overstayed their visas and are immediate security threats. Okay? You know what really annoys me? Yeah, this has nothing to do with what he said last night. I'm looking at the New York Times, and they always refer to him as the billionaire New Yorker. Why? What the hell has that got to do with anything? Do they refer to Mrs. Clinton as the millionaire Mrs. Clinton? Why? Do you do you fall for that stuff? That's sucko journalism. Isn't it? It's just sucko. Anyway, Trump did not answer what would happen to those who have not committed crimes beyond their immigration offenses. See, the focus on crime is where the American people really are worked up. So it made sense for him to address that problem. He said any person living in the country illegally who's arrested for any crime whatsoever will immediately be placed into deportation proceedings. See, I think most people go along with that. I think that makes good sense. That's something I could support. You want to support that? No amnesty. Immigrants in the country without permission who wish to seek legal status or citizenship after return to their home country to do so. But he didn't talk about the deportation force, really, that would remove all of these people. Because we have too many government employees now, and he's railing against that all the time. He repeated the standard talking point that only after securing the border can a discussion begin to take place about the immigrants themselves. So in that way, he doesn't really answer the question. The non-politician is becoming a politician, right?
Well, I think that's what happens no matter what when you run for president.
I guess so. Yep. Anyway, no extreme positions of any note did I see here or read. So, did Trump's trip to Mexico make any difference? The answer is, I don't know. What do you think? 888-302-3684. You can weigh in on the answer to that question. Next question, can serial numbers on bullets help stop gun violence? That's up next here. It's 13 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There were once so many highway billboards that people complained of sign pollution. So today, many cities have restrictive sign codes. But are they about highway beautification or about government picking winners and losers? Towns from Redmond, Washington to Fairfax, Virginia allows signs along the streets for political campaigns and for real estate, but not for any other businesses. One town allowed employees of a tax preparation business to stand on street corners waving signs at passing cars, but denied that same permission to a bagel shop owner. The bagel shop owner looked through the lens of liberty and told the town council they were out of line. He sued and won, demonstrating once again the power of active citizens in America.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
All right, 16 after the hour. The question number two that I outlined was whether or not serial numbers on bullets could help stop gun violence. A representative from Illinois named Sonia Harper has proposed to require serial numbers on all bullets sold in the state of Illinois. Listen to this.
Gun violence in Chicago is a problem, and one state representative has a new proposal to help. Track the bullets. Representative Sonia Harper announced a proposal to require serial numbers on all bullets sold in the state of Illinois.
We just want to know how the guns and the bullets are getting into the hands of our youth and causing senseless harm and murder on our streets.
Her proposal, which she plans to introduce in the state house later this week, would put the onus of imprinting those serial numbers on gun manufacturers, and sellers would have to keep records of who buys bullets. If passed, that means bullets found at a crime scene could have two tracking methods, a serial number and the unique rifling from the gun's barrel. Proponents say those serial numbers would give police a first step in their investigation to determine who bought the bullet. Opponents, such as gun shop owners, worry the law will require a massive amount of paperwork. The concept of putting serial numbers on bullets isn't new. In 2005, California considered a similar bill that would have required a code on all bullets sold in the state. Ultimately, that bill passed the state Senate, but failed in the assembly.
All right, so what do you think? Is this a good idea or not? What are the facts? There's a lot of passion. I don't know how this is going to stop policemen in Chicago from shooting people. I don't know. This will make a difference, and that seems to be one of the biggest problems in Illinois. Police in Chicago and black people shooting other black people. There's plenty of shooting going on. So adding serial numbers to bullets, which will provide another method of tracking violence, will, there's all kinds of questions attached to this, right? As it was pointed out, this is not something new, has been presented before. Having a serial number on a bullet helps stop gun violence. 888-302-3684. Anyone who wants to comment on that, I've made it. I don't know what to think. Yeah, that's really the bottom line with me. I don't know what to think about this sort of thing. Gun violence is so prevalent. This is the most violent country on the planet. You realize that in terms of numbers of people. There are plenty of other things that are done in other countries. I think of Central Africa, where the tribal people are fighting each other and chopping each other up every day with machetes and throwing the bodies over Victoria Falls. That kind of stuff is so violent. You see some of the other violence that's prevalent. I mean, think about this in terms of violence. I'm so appalled at hearing the stories about the alligator hunting season in Florida, where now people are discovering alligators that are beheaded. What's the point of that? Unless you're looking for a trophy. I mean, I guess that's what people... I think that's one of the most disgusting things. Shooting an animal and taking its head and sticking it on your wall. I think it's disgusting. And I'm betting that's what somebody... They shot these alligators and they beheaded them because they want to hang them up on their wall. It's not inhumane or unhuman, it's subhuman. People who do that, in my estimation, have got something wrong with them. That's me. You can agree or disagree. Those of you who are hunters who think this is cool stuff, what is there? Why? That's not a sport. This is murdering some animal. For what? So you can show like you're a big tough guy? I'm going to go kill that deer. I'm going to go hunting. Take my kids, show them how to use a gun. Really? Why don't you take them to a range? Why don't you teach them how to appreciate life? Bring them to a shooting range. Teach them how to use the gun. That's something that makes sense. But to go out and shoot some poor animal? Come on. 21 after the hour.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Here, and this is Mel C with the Spice Girls. So we're trying to get to the bottom here, Jen, of why she said no to the reunion tour. Melanie Chisholm is her name, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay, so she said this was like nothing. She didn't have any feelings. Apparently they were all trying to get together and talking and have their people talking to other people. So as far as Sporty Spice was concerned, if everyone wasn't going, it was nobody going. So Mel C has said that she will always share an unbreakable bond with the Spice Girls. She never complained about the fame. What are you going to complain about the fame? What a stupid thing to say. What the hell is she complaining?
I think that, okay, so Mel C was Sporty Spice. And she is
married to the soccer player.
No, right. That's Victoria Beckham.
Victoria is married to the right. That was Pop.
And she's the one who's not doing it.
And she always, let's be honest, like everybody in the group thought that Posh was sort of the B in the group. Like nobody right. wanted to hang out with her. I would imagine. I mean, she never sang. She never smiled.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. She just always looked like she was hungry, which she probably was. I want to meet her every time I see her.
The skinny Spice Girl.
Right.
Well,
And then to have Sporty Spice, who, by the way, I don't think has done really much of anything. I think she tried to release an album, but, you know, she was kind of bad teeth Spice. So I don't know how much of that she was selling.
Dental Spice, we'll call her.
I'm against this Victoria Beckham, who was posh. I have so many demands on me because of my fashion.
Well, but she does. That's a legitimate thing. She has a fashion empire.
She forgets where she comes from. Nobody would know squat about
her.
Other than she's...
Right.
Beckham, that's it. What else do they know about?
But I mean,
guys like this, men and women like this, drive me nuts because they forget where they come from.
Just to defend her for a second, she already did a reunion tour. I saw the reunion tour in 2009, I think it was, and she already did a whole world tour. And so she has a legitimate fashion empire that she's showing at Fashion Week in New York coming up next week, and then London and Paris and Milan. I mean, she is really busy.
Tell
way
I just
too
don't
busy.
Like
hear that.
The idea that she has to go.
You don't like her because she's too skinny.
Yeah, just because none of the other girls have careers doesn't mean she should have to give up her career.
Why should she dim her light?
Well, how is it so difficult to go on a tour for a few months?
Not in the middle of Fashion Week.
I'm kind
Fashion
of
Week globally.
I think she's a jerk.
Well, she already did a tour. How many more tours is she expected to do?
Well, I mean, how long are you going? It's kind of like Justin Timberlake. We'll never let NSYNC get back together again. I sort of hold a grudge. I sort of hold a grudge about that.
Yeah.
I know you're popular, Justin, and I know that you're a great singer, but give me back a little Joey.
But why should he carry the rest of the group? He already did that 15 years ago.
It's his role.
Yeah,
now he's got a new one. Now he's got a new role.
Well, Mel C is out, so I kind of understand. She goes, I don't understand, like, why can't we just be left alone for what we did? Why do we have to keep getting back together? And it's because of the fans, I guess.
Next, Keith Urban and Dierks Bentley in Little Big Town are going to participate at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. I think it's tonight, right? This is tonight, the ACM honoring people stand up for cancer. Let's see. It airs on September 9th. That's when it airs on CBS. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Alicia Keys, Miranda Lambert, Chris Young, the band Perry among the performers. Let's see. Bentley and Keith Urban, Toby Keith. We got anybody in here besides the Keiths? Keith Urban, Tony Keith, Blake Shelton.
That's a huge country lineup.
Yeah, it is. Campbell. It's a good one.
Yeah. Lady Antebellum hosted. Yeah. Okay. Be something to watch next Wednesday night. From Friday. 28 past the hour.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in your drinking water. So how do you know if it's there? Older homes are more likely to have pipes and fixtures containing higher levels of lead. Stefan Buck, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains your options.
To learn if lead is in your water, review your consumer confidence report released every June or July by your local water provider. You also can have your water tested by a certified laboratory.
NSF International is a not-for-profit global public health and safety organization that tests and certifies products treating lead in drinking water, including water filters, reverse osmosis units, and distillers.
We test and certify products to verify they reduce lead in drinking water. Look for the NSF logo on the product. It is important that you choose the right product for your needs and remember to change water filters according to the manufacturer's instructions.
For more information and a complete list of NSF certified filters, visit nsfconsumer.org.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you in attendance mentally? 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Thankful for the beginning of another new month. September 1st is upon us. Thursday, maybe it's the start of your day, maybe it's the end of your day. You're just looking to have a little stimulation. Most of you know that I'm not a fan of career. I'm not a fan of politicians in general, career politicians or otherwise. So I see a few scumbag politicians, and I use that term pejoratively, not advisedly, scummy, the United States of America and its administration agreed in secret to allow Iran to evade restrictions in last year's nuclear agreement in order to meet the deadline for it to start getting relief from its economic sanctions. Last night, Reuters digging around, the news service, there are two main news services, as you probably know, AP, Associated Press, and Reuters. So Reuters, digging around, found out that there actually is a report that's going to be published today by the Institute for Science and International Security that reads or writes or tells the story of, and by the way, the fellow who runs the Institute for Science and International Security used to be a UN weapons inspector. It's based, the information based on information provided by several security experts and various other governments involved in the negotiations. So you didn't get this from the United States, you get it from other people in other countries who were told and or brought into the discussion of what we did with these scum, the scum in America and the scum in Iran, leaders. The people in Iran don't like their government any more than we like ours. And here's the perfect example. Iran is a very intelligent, well-educated country. The millennials there are pretty much like the millennials here. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of the Ayatollah and all of the crud that goes with these kinds of people. The report asserts exemptions or loopholes were happening in secret, and they favor Iran. What do you think about that when you hear it? What do you think about, you think that only the Democrats are involved in this? No. The high-level Republicans had to be informed. They knew what was going on. They've used that to sort of kick the can down the road. Among the exemptions were two that allowed Iran to exceed the deal's limits on how much low-enriched uranium it can keep in its nuclear facilities. The exemptions were approved by the Joint Commission that was created to oversee implementation of this accord. Commission comprised of the U.S. and the P5 plus Iran. P5 were the other countries. One senior official cited in the report is saying that if the Joint Commission had not acted to create these exemptions, some of Iran's nuclear facilities would not have been in compliance with the deal when it went into effect January 16th. That was when the sanctions were lifted. So the other five countries, along with the U.S., were Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany. The lying scum in our country say, we didn't make any secret deals. Wait till this thing hits the fan today. Let's see how this gets used or not by politicians. It's just disgusting. And the people say, I'm naive. This stuff goes on all the time. That doesn't mean I have to like it or think that it's cool, because it isn't. Here's another scumbag politician, Maine's governor. Will he or won't he resign? His name is Paul LePage. He landed in the headlines after he left a voicemail for Maine State Representative Drew Gatine, G-A-T-T-I-N-E, who accused the governor of being a racist. The voicemail, I don't know, we probably could find it, but you'd have to edit it, Carol. You want to nose around and see if you can find it? I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you son of a blank, you socialist blank, you blank sucker.
Yeah, I don't think people need to hear stuff like that.
Oh, come everybody, on, I made fun of you. Do a little editing. Anyway.
Everybody already knows what he's like. We don't LePage need any negativity in our life.
Gatine called him a racist. State representative said, I didn't say that at all. But the voicemail has gone public. LePage has issued an apology to the people of his state, but not to Representative Gatine. The incident quickly has escalated into calls for his resignation, Mr. LePage. He's kind of a dunderhead. I've heard him before. He's kind of slow. Anyway, he scheduled a town meeting in the state representative's hometown today to meet. But he scheduled it, and then it was canceled. He was on a radio program yesterday, asked whether he'd finish his term. The governor said, I'm looking at all options. I think some things I have been asked to do are beyond my ability, and I'm not going to say that I'm not going to finish what I started. I'm not saying that I'm going to finish. I'm not going to say that I am going to finish. Then the governor took to Twitter to deny the rumors that he was going to resign. Paraphrasing Mark Twain, quote, the reports of my political demise are greatly exaggerated. Now that's creative. Nobody's ever used that before.
Twitter seems like a dangerous place. I think that politicians should politicians should not have Twitter. They probably shouldn't have cell phones.
Right.
They apparently shouldn't have email addresses. They should just not have technology.
Yeah.
Just put them up on a stage and they can talk, and that can be their platform.
There you go. Much ado about, well, I was going to say much ado about nothing, much ado about something, but just, it, well, you know what it points out? It points out the shortage, the dearth of good leadership. How hard it is to find people who want to be involved in the people's business. That's a perfect example of the sort of person who rises to the top. Is the cream rising to the top? In this circumstance, manure also rises to the top. If you put manure on top of milk, manure will stay on the top of the milk. It doesn't go down. So manure and cream rise to the top or stay on the top in milk. Doesn't mean that that's cool. It just is what it is. Kind of like oil and water. The oil, diesel fuel rises to the top. The oil, I'm sorry, the water stays on the bottom. That's how it is. So greasy, slimy, yeah, those are all good terms for guys like that. It just, he's just not that smart. But, you know, this points out what I say all the time. The amount of good leadership that we have available in political terms in our country is very scarce. Once in a while you find a good governor. Is your governor a good governor? Think about it. Your governor or your senators or your representatives or even people that are running your town or your city. You got a good mayor? Got a good board of selectmen? Have a town meeting tonight in my town. Be interesting to see. There's a one issue and one issue only about buying a golf course, whether the town should buy a golf course that's near my farm. Good idea or not? Good and bad. I'm going to vote for it because I want to keep the open space, and I just know that we waste a lot of money on a lot of stuff, and it can almost run itself. Anyway, I'm asking the question because I think it's more than rhetorical to think about your ability. Are you a good leader? Do you have your own business? Are you a good family person, mother, father? Are you a good leader at home? That's where it starts. Are you a good leader of your family? If you're the adult in the family, then are you the person one goes to looking for leadership, looking for advice, looking for help? That's something, that's where it begins. Think about your own responsibilities and how you handle them. Food for thought. Hurricanes blowing in next year. It's 44 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
A lot of Labor Day activity. Have you gone out of town? Are you going out of town? Are you listening to this program for the first time? You drive around in your car and you're in Kentucky or Tennessee. And you're like, what the heck is this? I never heard this guy before. I never heard the program before. You've been living a sheltered life. I've been on the air for a long time. This program has been on the air a long time. And one of the things that's neat about our Billy in this hour is me kind of by myself with Kara, digging around so that you'll know a little more about some of the things you may hear a little bit about later on during the day. For example, the hurricane season in Hawaii. Until a couple of years ago, whoever even thought about hurricanes in Hawaii? It seems like
a hurricane a-coming.
A-coming?
That's right. People only use the when a really big storm is a-coming or a-brewing. So grab a sack and start a-shoveling.
Wow. Not just one, but there's two hurricanes a-coming. Two powerful hurricanes making their way toward the big island of Hawaii. And if either one of them makes landfall, it'll be the first hurricane to hit the island since 1949 when the hurricane records began over there. First in line, Hurricane Madeline. As of late last night, the storm had a maximum sustained wind of about 90-some-odd miles an hour. So it's a Category 1 hurricane, which is the lightest. The higher the number, the stronger the winds. Forecasters over there are saying Madeline ought to continue to weaken as it approaches land, still expected to get dangerously close to the island, probably about now, actually. Potentially the strongest tropical cyclone. See, that's what they were always calling when I was a kid. We never called them hurricanes in the Pacific. They were always cyclones. They were... Doesn't cyclone sound somehow more dangerous?
Yeah,
right?
Seriously.
Cyclone,
it sounds like it could be a movie. Is this like how they call soda pop in the middle of the country and soda on the East Coast? Caught a cyclone in some places and a hurricane in others?
You know, I don't know where this started. I don't have an answer to that one, Kara. I don't know. All right, so you got Madeline on one side, and then you got another big storm on the other side. It's unusual to have a double hurricane. Especially hurricanes, because they're pretty rare out in that part of the Pacific. So anyway, we hold a good thought for all of our friends listening in Hawaii this morning. Take a good day at 10 minutes for the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The first of several visits now, Warren Eckstein, courtesy of his brain, his mind, and his willingness to be on the air with me, is going to spend more time with us here on the program. Warren and his website, go to thepetshow.com, facebook.com/thepetshow, twitter.com, @WarrenEckstein, I think it is, petshow.com. What I like best about Warren and his vitamin mineral supplement line, Hugs and Kisses, is not only that people use it, I used it for Charlotte for almost all the years she was around, but Warren is so generous. I think we made mention of the fact that you donated a lot of money from the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund to help the dogs to survive in Louisiana in the past couple of weeks. They support humane organizations, little things like car washes, however they can raise money. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, you might want to give money to that. Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. And you can find that at the Pet Show. So Warren and I are going to talk about a number of things, including the Beagle Freedom Project and what's going on in the news with them. More than 54 million American households own a dog. So it's no surprise that many dog owners actively seek out cars and trucks that can accommodate your four-legged friends. If you're a dog lover, your car is more than just transportation for you and your family. It's transportation for your dog, whether you're going to the vet, the dog park, or riding the car. Charlotte was with me in the car, in the truck, everywhere. So what cars are best for dog lovers? Here's a report on that from Rick Roberts.
For the third year in a row, the expert editorial team at Auto Trader is celebrating National Dog Day by naming the best cars for dog lovers. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader.
We always tell car shoppers to take every aspect of their lifestyle into account when shopping for the perfect ride, and four-legged friends are no exception. The cars on our list provide key features for pet owners, such as fold-flat rear seats, a rear liftgate, low ride height, airy cabin, plus underfloor storage.
Whether you're driving to the grocery store or taking a cross-country road trip, Auto Trader reminds pet owners to ensure the safety of their pets first and foremost.
Take extra caution when traveling with pets because an unsecured dog, even a small dog, can be hurt or cause harm to others if the car is in an accident.
For the list of the best cars for dog lovers, visit autotrader.com/dogday. Now you're in the know, presented by Auto Trader.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Hi, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. So this Beagle Freedom Project, Warren, seeking to rehome beagles used in laboratory tests, calling out a group of researchers for killing six beagles after the end of a study at the University of Missouri. How dare they? They were, I guess they used the dog's eyes in an experiment trying to heal corneal ulcers. That's something that does, I remember Charlotte needed at some point before she lost her eyes, they were going to do that operation. So what do we do about this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First of all, there's a lot of reasons they use a specific breed of dog. For example, some places will use beagles, some places might use Labrador retrievers. But the reason for beagles is they're great breeders and they have large litters. And what they try to do when they do research, which should be stopped 100%, I'll talk about that later, is that they try to get specific breed so that everything is standard when they're testing the drugs or whatever they're testing on. But the bottom line is, you know, I've been against this for so many years, so much research going on. And the bottom line is this, Doug. The amount of research going on does not need to use animals anymore. There's so many computer images, there's so many different ways, there's DNA and so many different things that they can do the research. And most of the time, these studies that are done at the universities are redundant based on the fact they get government grants to do this study. So one might do a study on white rats, one might do a study on black rats, which are genetically the same, just to get that government money.
This is... So, I guess the suit will go on against the university. They had 179 animals involved in this. They killed, euthanized six of them. But why wouldn't they just put them up for adoption?
The Beagle Freedom Project does. They've passed legislation or helped get it passed in numerous states now to allow these dogs to, once they're finished with the lab testing, to go on and be rehomed and live a normal life.
It's that easy. Just stop the lab testing.
Yes, agreed.
Right. Not necessary. That's a good bottom line to it. All right, big boo to the University of Missouri. Go to their Facebook page and give them a finger
blast
or something, whatever
them.
You want to do. All right, more from Warren next time. For those of you who are sticking around, Warren, the host of The Pet Show, it's 59 past the hour.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.